Park City School District Superintendent Jill Gilday responded to a question from Katie Wright, who asked how difficult it is for kids to transition from school to school. Gilday said her experience has included working in primary and secondary education.
I don't ever prefer a two-year grade span school. When you do have the kids only the 2 years, you're kind of just getting to know them and they're on to the next place. I've been in a 5-8 middle school setting and a 6-8 middle school setting. I have not experienced 6-7 and 8-9 separated like we have it here, and I will tell you there are transitions and there are some transition glitches.
After consultants presented the four ABCD grade alignment options at the start of the public forum on Tuesday, Angela Mosqueda asked for clarification on how each was scored.
So for a little while there, it seemed like there were maybe two options to consider, and as for the consultants seemed to favor A and B. So I just want to talk a little bit, or would like you to talk a little bit about the weighted scoring that was presented, and then option D, which it's been revealed the steering committee overwhelmingly favored.
Steering Committee spokesperson Joanne Funseth said the Grade Alignment Task Force considered developmental factors, minimizing the number of school transitions and grade size to weight and score the options.
Those criteria, you can kind of see where the scoring would go, because transitions is pretty significant, as is cohort size. And as far as the steering committee having a strong preference, I don't know that we're there yet, that the steering committee has really stated any preference for any specific option at this point.
Sean Birkinson asked how data drives grade alignment decisions. He said he feels left out of the process.
I've got a 6-month-old and a 2.5-year-old. My first comment is I'm a little disappointed. This is the first time I've seen a survey. And our whole cohort of kids that are not yet in school, I don't believe are engaged. And I feel like these are some big decisions. And I feel like we're part of this community. They're probably going to be impacted the most and should be engaged.
School Board President Andrew Kaplan said there's data on every grade alignment scenario, but he said there are other important considerations as well.
If we do our job and we keep the best teachers here, our kids are going to be fine in any of these setups. These values that we own as a community that are going to help drive these decisions as opposed to simply just data.
City Council member Nan Worrell responded to Amanda Hoganson's question about the effects grade alignment changes would have on traffic and congestion. She said an environmental study is currently underway by UDOT on SR 248 and Kearns Boulevard. The assessments will help direct transportation decisions. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.